As if things aren't interesting enough after everything that happened on Monday. And then yesterday, John Harbaugh, after 18 years in Baltimore, is let go as head coach of the Ravens. Guy who grew up coming to Cleveland to watch the Indians and the Browns, and his mom went to Shaw High, and he coached at Cincinnati and went to Miami and born in Toledo and blah, 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 blah. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy today.
So there's always one of these firings in every coaching circle that makes everybody go, oh,
really?
Damn, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
And I was kind of waiting for that one.
We had some rumblings.
We just got it.
Yeah, there were some rumblings about Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Rumblings. But this is a guy who has had three losing seasons in 18 years in Baltimore. One of them this year when they were 8-9. He's had one season where he didn't win at least eight games. He is going to be hired, if he wants to be, and apparently he does, he's going to be hired by somebody. And there are openings out there right now, and could the Browns be a possibility? Sure, they could be a possibility. Will they be a likely possibility? It depends on a number of factors. That's the thing here, Dano.
So what are your factors that make this a possibility?
All right, well, let me just, I'll start with this.
Because if it feels like one of these moments where I think, we don't have many of these moments, but I would say 95% of the fan base is going, hire him. Get on the plane, go to Baltimore, go to the finest crab restaurant you get your hands on. Don't even let him leave the building until Jimmy Haslam is shaking his hand and, heck, even helping him carry his stuff to his car. Like, that's where all of us are. I got seven text messages.
Jimmy's in shape. He can help carry.
I got seven text messages yesterday that were like, is Jimmy's plane parked in the parking lot in between Camden Yards and, what is it, M&T Bank Stadium, I think is what it's called? In the parking lot right there? Did he just park the plane right there? Because this is the slam dunk hire that everybody is looking for that turns this thing around.
I agree with that. And like you, I receive texts like crazy. I will pick him up at the airport.
Yep.
I'll drive to Baltimore. I received a number of those. If you're John Harbaugh here, you've just finished 18 years of success in Baltimore. And there's no question it was a successful run. More success early than later. And I'm still trying to figure out how Derrick Henry didn't get any carries in the fourth quarter of that game when they had the lead and they lost the lead and everything else. And ESPN had a fine graphic last night. 16 times in the last 5 years, the Ravens coughed up leads with 5 minutes left to go in a game. So no coach is perfect.
Nope.
And he's going to catch a lot of grief for that. And he's caught a lot of grief for the Derrick Henry stuff. I don't care. I would hire the guy. Here are the, to me, Dan, factors that are involved in this. And I don't think we can look at just one team. So we're going to look at a couple of teams. The Browns and John Harbaugh. Does his Cleveland history, and he has it, you know, apparently still relatives in the area. His mother went to high school here. Mother grew up here. He spent a lot of time here as a kid. His brother spent a lot of time here as a kid. Cleveland means something to him. He grew up an Indians and a Browns fan. Parents apparently honeymooning at a Browns game. Does that mean anything to him at this point of his life? That's one thing. Number two is this. He's in his early 60s. Certainly could coach another 10 years in the league. Does he want to go through a rebuild at this point in his career? Or does he want to do what his good buddy Andy Reid did? Ooh, wait a minute. I'm out in Philly after 14 years? Hey, Kansas City Chiefs are in pretty darn good shape. I'm going to go in there and win, which is what Andy Reid has done.
The other thing that Jimmy Haslam can provide, besides cash and lots of it, is spite. Spite's a hell of a motivator.
Doesn't sound like he needs spite.
I mean, if
his statement was nothing but glowing about his time in Baltimore. He did do 18 years there.
Yeah. But again, if you just got fired, and it doesn't exactly seem like that this was an amicable mutual parting that took place.
Although
there wasn't the joint statement. There wasn't anything along those lines.
He did issue a statement.
He issued a statement. But it seemed a little...
Sources close to Harbaugh in reports have said John agreed with the move. He wanted to stay, but he understood and thinks it might be best for all parties. So Spite, let's not rule it out,
yeah.
But I don't think it's major. I think this could be major. Steve Bisciotti, owner of the Baltimore Ravens, is one of the most hands-off guys, one of the most I-love-stability guys in the NFL. There are a lot of different ways to do this. One spectrum, you have Jerry Jones at one end of it. Jerry's as involved as anybody. Jerry's the owner. He's the GM. He's doing post-game press conferences. You don't get more involved than that. Bisciotti might be at the other end of the spectrum. He might be one of the most laid-back guys. Like, you guys got it. Go ahead.
He's right there with the Rooneys.
Jimmy Haslam, I would say, leans more toward Jerry Jones. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just I think that's the fact. Jimmy's out there a lot. He's involved a lot. He owns a team. He's allowed to be. After having a really laid-back owner, would John Harbaugh want to deal with an owner and an ownership group, the whole family, that's a little more involved? And to the extent, I don't know, but we know they're more involved. Would he want to deal with that? So I think Cleveland ties could be a huge pull. It's not the roster that would attract him here. There's a GM in place. He might not like that. Let's look at another option. New York Giants appear to be a front runner. Kevin Stefanski had dinner with those guys last night, interviewing with them today. So Kevin might be right there with Harbaugh. If you're the Giants, Harbaugh's a slam dunk in my estimation. Harbaugh's the slam dunk for anybody here. But it's this. And this means more to me, Dan, than it means to a lot of people. I don't know. A lot of people think this stuff is nonsense. Where does Harbaugh want to live? I mean, does Cleveland mean something to him? Does Ohio mean something to him? Or does he not like New York? I don't have any idea. Now, you know, you'd be living in Jersey if you want. Everything's in Jersey. You don't have to go to New York very often. But New York's a hectic place. It's a great place. But it's a different vibe than Baltimore. It's a different vibe than Miami of Ohio, where he went to college. It's a different vibe than Cincinnati, where he coached for UC for a long time. It's even a different vibe than Philadelphia, where he was special teams coordinator. Does he want to deal with New York? But there's an owner there that's pretty laid back. The Mara family's always been a little laid back. There's been some conflict, you know, Tish involved and all that stuff. I think it's going to come down to, for Harbaugh, where can I get what I want and be happy where I'm living?
This isn't a perfect one-for-one comparison.
Yep.
So I know that going in. But, I mean, it's kind of going Baltimore to D.C. I mean, D.C. is an hour away. D.C. is a pretty big city. There's a lot of hustle and bustle. There's all that stuff.
Yeah, but the minute you get away from D.C., you're in Baltimore, and that is a different place than D.C.
Right. But it's not,
I mean,
like,
you don't have to go to D.C. They have their own team. You're living in suburban Maryland.
For a very long time, you still have a lot of Commanders fans who are up there in Baltimore area as well. And they've come around. But, like, that's not the point of this conversation. It's more having a big city not super far away from where you're going to be and having to deal with the hustle and bustle was more where I was going with that.
Okay.
So I don't know how massively different. I mean, D.C. is a big city. It's not New York City. Please don't think
not in D.C. He's in Baltimore.
Correct. But you still have that distance in between in the same way you would between Newark and or wherever they are. Orchard, no, that's Buffalo. But nonetheless, wherever the stadium is or
wherever New Jersey he would want to live.
Correct.
Like, you know, if you go to the stadium, you see New York.
Correct. I don't think, and it depends on what he wants. You are 100% right in it. It depends on what he wants with the Maras and everything else that comes with it when it comes to the Giants situation. I know I would hire him in a minute. I know he's the first candidate.
I would hire him too.
He is the first candidate that has walked out that I would hire for the Browns job in a minute. And if you think Andrew Berry is going to get in the way of Jim Harbaugh, that Jimmy Haslam needs to.
John.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jimmy Haslam needs to have
a
conversation with some people who would tell them, look, this is one of the best guys at what he does. And you're really going to let Andrew Berry get in the way of this guy having the control that he needs?
Before you scream. Jimmy got what he wanted once before by writing the biggest check.
Right.
Now, it didn't work out. But he was told no and then got what he wanted.
That's my caveat on this.
And he could just flat out write the biggest check he ever wrote in his life. Well, I don't think he'd have to write one that big, but big enough. He'd have to write a big check, and he could hire John Harbaugh if, now here's another thing that people don't always get, if he's motivated by money in his early 60s. I'm sure the guy has more money in the bank than he's ever going to spend in his life, and probably than his kids are going to spend in their life. So is money the big factor here? If it is, well, Arthur Blank in Atlanta can write him a huge check and say, oh, and by the way, yeah, we know we're talking about bringing Matt Ryan in to be our president of football, but now that you're available, would you like to be that? Because Matt's got this CBS gig. We don't have a GM. We got rid of our GM and our coach. So, John, who do you want as your GM? He could go to Atlanta. Weather's better. And live in Atlanta and get a huge check from Arthur Blank.
The one caveat to the Jimmy Haslam go get him immediately is pretty close to what you said. Don't Monty Williams this. Do not turn this into a Monty Williams to the Detroit Pistons situation. And for those of you who don't know, the Monty Williams was very, very successful as a head coach for the Phoenix Suns for a good period of time, led up to an NBA Finals. Then decided, had some family issues that took place.
Yes, he did.
Stepped away from the Suns and did not take a contract extension with them. The Detroit Pistons came in and handed him a lot of money, a stupid amount of money, a Scrooge McDuck level amount of money after he already said, no, I want to step away and be with my family at this time. And they offered him so much money that he had to take it. And he did a horrible job in Detroit. And it was due to the fact that his heart just wasn't there. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to be with his family, but it was such a large amount of money that he had to take it. Don't do that to John Harbaugh.
Don't
that
know
is the
that,
one yeah, caveat.
Don't know that John Harbaugh would even go for that, because at this point in his career, he doesn't have to. 18 years in Baltimore. The Browns have to be in the conversation. USA Today picks him to land in Cleveland. Their predictions for the coaches. He's coming to Cleveland. What do you think, Browns fans? Should the Browns try to pull it off? Can they pull it off? And does the Ohio-Cleveland tie mean anything here? Because honestly, I think that's the biggest thing, maybe the only thing other than cash, that the Browns have going for them in trying to pursue John Harbaugh. 216-474-0092. Mike Florio is going to join us today from Pro Football Talk. I can't wait to talk to Mike. He's at 11:20. Right after we talk to Chris Rose at 11 o'clock, Daryl Ryder joins us later in the show. It's a big day. Why? Because coaching stuff is happening like crazy in the National Football League, and the Browns are front and center.